Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Spirit, Son. Hallelujah, thank you for calling us out of darkness to walk with you, walk in the footsteps of Jesus, in the reality of the kingdom that is here, in the reality of sheep that hear your voice and are obedient to you. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning, precious Ecclesia, called out ones, called out of darkness to know your God, to walk with your God, to be his fragrance at this time. Hallelujah. It's Psalm 97 and it's just verse 2. 90, sorry, 98 verse 2. But you must read it in the Amplified. I think the scripture Anita sent it is not the Amplified, the TPT, but here in the RSV, ESV, ESV verse 2.
The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
Hallelujah. Short but so powerful. God has shown salvation, how he can save, and he's shown it in the Old Testament. We've seen it in multiple times. We think of Gideon and how God came, when the powers of darkness came, God raised up Gideon. When the powers of deception and worldly wealth and demonic this deception was challenged by Daniel and the people of God there. What happened? They came against Daniel and his friends, the believers, and then we see the powerful move of God there in the fire, in the lion's den, and the time of what was his name with Esther?
Come
Haman. The time of Haman coming against the Jews, we saw there how God powerfully came through. So it's a beautiful thing to just see that God, and in the time of Noah, there with the deception, that God's salvation has always got to do, it's something to do with man. Mankind's involved there. And this is why, I mean, so many people just want to fly away, run away from all this. But we've actually seen, I mean, testings and the testings of our faith, it brings godly qualities to the fore. We get closer to God in the midst of testing as we are obedient to what he's saying to us. We overcome. We never tested beyond what we can handle. And now in these days, the word of the Lord is very clear. Hebrews tells us there, the author of Hebrews tells us there, in the past God spoke through the prophets and the apostles, but in these last days he has spoken to us in his son. So he's spoken to us in his son. What's he speaking? He's speaking in his in what was revealed in Jesus. We see what is available to us. God wasn't teasing us. He was showing us his original idea, and that his original idea is now available through what the ultimate, when Jesus died for us and took away our sins and he's now become King of Kings. So the true path for true believers has now been opened up to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, in tune with the Father and Son, being led by the Spirit, loving the Word of God, and the let but the letter kills, the Spirit makes it alive. So that is the picture. The picture is walking in the footsteps of Jesus, and that's the reality of today. That was hasn't clearly been seen and appropriated and appreciated as it should be. And so, like I say, often we've been. But it's been lessons and we've been growing, but we've been playing church. Now it's time to be the church, to be the sheep listening to the shepherd, to be the branches that are rooted in the vine and hearing from the vine, drawing from the vine, and then becoming, bearing the fruit. I called you and I called you to bear much fruit. And so Jesus tells us himself, as my Father has sent me, so I send you. And that's it. Be a baby, be a young man, and then as you are led by the Spirit and as you love the word, no man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And you build your life on that, acknowledging him in every matter and everything. He makes your path straight. So you grow in confidence. You grow in knowing your God. And this is the test. This is what the darkness is actually, and God has allowed. He allowed that coronavirus deception to come. And he will allow other deception to come. But what is the whole thing? Why? It's like all trials. Is, do you know your God? Are you listening to your God? Are you walking with your God? And the first, what I just perceived, I was sharing this with Gerald this morning, and it's just this morning, fresh revelation, that this whole corona deception was very much, do you know the word of God? Okay, maybe you know the word of God. Were you obedient to the word of God? That was what the big test was about. And it could well be that this what is still coming, with the deception that is still coming by the evil one, is, are you his sheep that are listening to his voice? And how that came about with me was, last night quite late, I heard that there's going to be no, the lights, the power is going to be off today from 5 o'clock this morning. It's off here now by us, and then till 5 in the night, and then some people say 8 o'clock tonight. And so I just, we got a borehole, so you got a, and it works with electricity, just pumping it. So I pumped water into the tank, and so we got a sufficient water. This morning I thought, oh, why didn't I think of the other people? There could be other people that's not thought of the pumping their borehole full, or there could just be a lack of water. I've got a whole lot of bottles here. I could have filled it and then given it to the people. And then straight away the Lord just said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And I realized why I never done it is because I was not told to. That didn't come up in my spirit. So the sensitivity of the spirit is all that matters these days. Eh? Walking in tune with Jesus. Jesus is salvation. And there's a scripture in Revelation that says, Revelation 10:19 or 19:10, one of the two, I'm not sure. It says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So that beautiful testimony we have of Jesus, from baby to young man to a father figure, a leader, overcoming the evil one in every way, that is a picture where we are on our way to maturity. Because it's after he showed this beautiful picture of a perfect man, I love what God says, and that we all grow to the become the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. He says a perfect man. So that's God's understanding always. That is what we're growing into. So we need to stay in tune. Amen. Stay in tune with your God. Because after that picture was shown to mankind, the testimony of Jesus, he died. He was buried. He paid the price for all past, the Adam, the fallen Adam. And he went up into heaven, and the new covenant came in, whereby we can be set free by his blood, to partake of his blood, his life, and to walk in his footsteps. And that is salvation. A growing in healing, a growing in understanding, a growing in peace, in walking in tune with every word that comes from the mouth of God, the Spirit of God. Amen. Be blessed. As you arise and shine, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.